Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, listen, a couple of segments now with Nick Ziegler, and I want to thank him for holding on so Melinda and I can have our nightly coffee clutch. Whenever I'm in this time slot, we always try to get caught up after her last newscast, always kind of plugged into what's happening in the world, and it was nice to chat up music a little bit. But this is the real deal here, folks. He is a lifelong musician from the West Coast to the East Coast at least a few times a year. He's back bringing some bandmates. It will not be the 4019's lead singer. A little bit of a medical setback, but doing better now. New Roaring 20s, the latest music they have out. He dropped by the home office in Monacid today, did a very lengthy Facebook live blog with me. If you want to check out that blog or blog, simply go to my Facebook post or Nick's or the 4019's, and you will see it. Nick, I'm sure you were listening to me and Melinda talking about all genres of music. And I think one of the things people need to understand, just because you play a typical style of music doesn't mean that you don't love all music, and you grew up listening to all music too, right?
Right. Yeah, I like the conversation there. You guys were it was fun. Yeah, I listen to everything. That's to my bandmates. Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me, what types of music influenced you as a young man growing up in Monaca, learning to be self-taught on those drums? What did you listen to?
You know, we touched upon it briefly. When I was a kid, I lived near Annaline Park, and they'd have the polka bands down, and I was drawn to the drummers. And I'd sit on that bandstand, I'd watch the drummers, and I learned the beat. I learned the rhythm watching those drummers. And then I carried that on into, like, of course, the Beatles and Ringo and Rolling Stones, Keith Moon, and that was my starting point, you know, but I attributed back to the polkas and the oompa-pa bands and stuff as a kid.
So you truly were like, they used to say on American Bandstand, you liked the beat and it was easy to dance to. The beat always has driven you, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was always attracted to the sound of the drums. There's just something about it that in the crack of the snare. Ah, yeah, that's where I was.
So tell the audience who may be, and by the way, you need to follow them. You need to stream their music, download it, 4019's. How would you describe your music to the listener?
Well, you know, we of course, our influences go back to the, this stuff, you know, you'll find in the 40s, the 50s, of course, and then the 60s. We're just, it's pop, it's garage rock. But we attribute our sound to a lot of things. Garage rock, you know, just good old fashioned Americana, MC5, Iggy and the Stooges, that type of thing.
You know, speaking of garage rock, lately, you know, you go through waves as far as music that you like. And being that we're talking about music for a couple of segments tonight, you know, what I have fallen in love with again, this is probably the fifth time going back to the early 70s when they made a movie about his life story with Gary Busey. What is it with Buddy Holly that really just, there wasn't a lot. There was that drum, there was that stand-up bass, and there was him on guitar. But what is it about that music that still sounds so good today? And thank goodness that that library is owned by Paul McCartney, and it's still thriving today. Those men from Texas, way back when, short career, he died, I think, at 22 in that plane crash. Don McLean wrote about it the day the music died, he and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens. What is it about Buddy Holly and the Crickets? Is it the beat? What is it?
Yeah, you know, it's just a myriad of things, man. The beat, you know, the drummer, he just, what they wrote that one song, they said we couldn't do a crazy beat, and the name escapes me right now, but they based the song around the beat, you know, and of course, then being lost at a young age, what could have been, but he touched, even while he was still there with us, you know, it was just something primal about his sound, you know, and he just, and of course he was changing, he was getting more poppy, he touched upon people's hearts, you know, whatever they were doing just really struck a nerve with people. It's like when you get the goosebumps, you know, which you don't know what it is, but it's something, you know?
Well, and here's what I think, too. We're talking to Nick Ziegler, 4019s. You know, one of our dear friends is David Granati, and he has a recording studio, Granati Brothers in Ambridge. A lot of this stuff in little recording studios across the country and throughout the world, and we're talking what Mark Ronson is doing now with such people as, of course, the late Amy Weinstein, what he did with her, of course, what he has done many times with Bruno Mars. It's just about creating a sound. It's what Phil Spector did with that wall of sound with the Ronettes. It's what Buddy Holly started to do with multi-tracking that had never been done before. Yeah. It's what the Beatles have done. It's what Dr. Dre has done with sampling and others. It really does just come from chemistry in the lab, the recording studio, and all of a sudden somebody comes up with some sort of sound, and then the next thing you know, that sound becomes the sound of the nation, if not the world. It really does begin and end still to this day with the recording studio, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're improvising and you come upon things, and it's a happy accident or just, yeah, the help of your producer or your engineer. It's such a concert, things happening, you know, that give you the ideas, you know. You go to Elvis, how he discovered his sound. He was nervous, and then next thing you know, the explosion happened, you know, rock and roll. It's amazing, you know.
Yeah, you know, when you hear about Elvis in the early days, Louisiana Hayride, people may find this hard to believe, but he was actually really not welcome when he went to Las Vegas for the first time. Long before the Rat Pack and the Sands, this was in the early days, Bugsy Siegel had just died, and they were just starting to really cultivate and build the casinos. He really wasn't really loved there. He wasn't welcome there. He didn't get rave reviews. It really took him finding that groove, that moment, and what it was, he left Mr. Phillips and Son Records. He went with Colonel to RCA. He got the opportunity with Ed Sullivan. Before that, the Steve Allen Show. He sung Hound Dog. And as they say, the rest is history. So lightning can strike, folks, when you least expect it, and it can come from the least expected place. That's what makes music great. We're going to talk about more of his influences and more things that he sees happening in the music world today, especially for young people. What's up next for the 4019s? Again, New Roaring 20s, their latest music. Go to their site, get more information on it. Plus, we'll tell you about what he and others are doing coming up on Saturday here in the region. Stay with us. All right, back with Nick Ziegler, 4019s. Before we get to the stage with him and what he'll be doing on Saturday, we're going to talk about me quickly tomorrow night. We've been talking about it a lot on the radio, a lot social media. Donnie and the Iris will be there along with the Granati Brothers, Beaver Area Heritage Museum, the Beaver Train Station, beaverstation.org. Tomorrow night, a big performance by those two entities. So make your way to Beaver and enjoy. And now, Nick's going to tell you about what's happening at Wooly Bully's fine establishment in New Brighton, Pennsylvania, on Saturday. Nick, tell the folks what you're doing.
Yeah, on Saturday, starting around between about 4 o'clock, the bands will start up. It's the 2021 annual pig roast. So it's going to be two bands coming in. Wooly Bully's Popular Creeps are coming in from Detroit. They're old friends of ours. They're making the drive just for the show. And, of course, the nickel-plated revolver ends the show. They're going to do a set or two. They, of course, do a lot of incredible classic rock for everybody. Popular Creeps, of course, are like the Replacements and bands like that. Two really fun bands. And you're going to get a lot of great food. You know, for $15, you can get the pig roast, or if you don't want to do that, you can get hamburgers, hot dogs. They have vegan stuff for people. It's going to be a fun outdoor show, and it's going to be an incredible sound system there. It's just going to be a fun way for people to just get outside and relax and enjoy some good music and great food.
Yeah, it's coming up Saturday. Wooly Bully's, check it out on Facebook. You can go to Nick's page, you can go to the 4019 page, of course, nickel-plated revolver from nearby Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. This is great live and local music. And then, of course, check out beaverstation.org for the legendary Granati Brothers and Donnie Iris tomorrow night. And Scott Tatey, Beaver County Times, always writing about all this stuff. So, folks, they'll take care of you. And I just wanted to make sure that I did everything I could over the last month to promote both of those shows. I know your fans are absolutely going to love it. The Beaver Station is absolutely one of the most eclectic places you will ever see in your life. Just simply go 376, get off the Beaver exit, and drive to the end of town. You'll see it. You're coming in Ohio River Boulevard. Just keep driving through Rochester, and you will end up going into Beaver under the railroad tracks. And as soon as you start to climb the hill to your left, you'll see it right there, beaverstation.org. And Wooly Bullies, for many years, the legendary Duke Milodine's Bar. And it's still that hometown bar. Jay does such a great job, him and his wife. And it's nestled in truly one of the most beautiful communities anywhere. And where they're going to be playing under the stars, you having a chance to watch them and eat good food, fine wine, and good spirits. Believe me, it's something you're going to remember long after the summer. So check it out. You know, one of the things that I absolutely love, Nick, are cover bands. People that play at that local watering hole, and they get a rotation, and people follow them along the way, especially in the summertime, and their job is just playing cover music. There's nothing like that, right?
Oh, yeah, it's great. It just gets everybody in a fun mood. It gets younger musicians that are there watching an opportunity to study people. You learn your craft. You get to meet people. It's so much fun, you know?
It is.
It doesn't get much better.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that I love, too, is music of all kinds. Tell the folks about New Roaring Twenties, the latest music, and how they get their hands on it. And what does it consist of, this latest CD and downloaded music? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, when we were writing this, our band is all about just having a great time. Enjoy the time you have. Enjoy it now. And we were, during the COVID thing, we were finishing up the record. Of course, it was done, but we were like, we wanted a title that will give people hope. The album is lighthearted, and then we figured, you know, once we're out of this COVID thing, people, hopefully, if you've never been out before, going out to see you, do your best to experience life, because it's precious, man, as we all know. You get out there and you jump in and you have fun, you know? So that's what we wanted with this record. And it's giving that impression to people. They're really enjoying our message. And Scott Tatey and I, we were talking about the time, and he's, yeah, it's New Roaring 20. So it's just a time for people to get out there and have and experience life, you know?
So what do you listen to? I mean, like right now, contemporary stuff, what moves you?
I like a lot of the newer, like, garage rock bands. I like bands like, there's a band out of Atlanta, The Woggles. There are all these upcoming bands, and a lot of people will say music is in a weird transition, but there are so many great bands that are in the trenches. What's another one? The Struts. They're a great live band. There's a lot of stuff coming out right now in the people will be hearing more about them, and they're going to get reinvigorated with what's coming out right now. You just have to, you know, some of the music you have to search out, but there's a wealth of music coming up, and people are going to hear about this stuff soon.
You know, I think about some of my favorites, like Green Day, so powerful to this day. And they all started playing cover music, working that local watering hole. From their hometown, they went to that massive stage. It really comes down to just a beat that becomes a sounding board of an audience that just sweeps the nation. We've seen it so many times, but it still is the basics. It's drum, bass, and guitar, and some just lightning vocals. That's what it comes down to, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could tell you stories of John and I, our singer, in our previous band. We were doing shows around, like Green Day would play 2 days before we played. Nirvana played the same club we used to play. So for anyone that doesn't think that it can't happen to them, it can. You're around all these great things. You just have to think positive. And if you're going to be a musician, like when I talked to Joe Grushecki, it's like you go all in. you go all in, and things will happen. You can't be afraid. You just roll it and go for it, you know?
You know, another band, Fall Out Boy. There's so many of these bands that started, like so many of these bands are out there now trying to make a name for himself. And Joe's so right about that. We just had him on the air a while ago. You just got to put your blood, sweat, and tears into it, and you just got to keep rocking. Denied, yeah. Welcome, pat on the back, rejected, booed, standing ovation. You just can't be undermined. You just cannot let anything stop you. You have to persevere, right?
Oh, yeah. You get the steam train going. Choo-choo, baby. You never stop.
Never stop. Hey, listen, before we let you go, where do you see music? We talked about this on the live log that we did that folks can see on my Facebook page. Where do you think music really is headed right now? Because it's different now. You get a record deal if you're an artist. People aren't judging you by record sales. You know, concerts used to help sell records. Now it's about getting people from your social media platforms to want to come and see you. And music, when they download it, the artist really isn't cashing in like I believe they should. And basically, that's just another platform to get people interested in you. But what you really have to have, you got to have millions following you on social media to get those people to check out your tour around the world. Where are we headed with the music world, say, over the next 10, 20, 25 years? And can a group still make a solid living in music as long as they're willing to tour? Because you have to tour today to make music, right?
Right, yeah. Well, the bands, of course, when they're touring, they have their merch and they have different things they do, like meet and greets now is a big thing, whereas prior to that, bands would do it for free. And I get it. They have to, money is, their time is money. It's not easy being in a van or a bus going around. And as we were saying also in your video blog about musicians need to get involved with Sound Exchange. If they don't know about it, look it up. Because if you're out there making music and it's getting airplay, you need to look at Sound Exchange. I can't stress upon that enough for people, for musicians.
Well, thanks for exchanging some sound, some good audio, you speaking today and talking music with me on my Facebook page, live in the home office, and then, of course, here tonight. Best of luck Saturday. Best of luck to the Granatis and Donnie coming up tomorrow. And we got to the finish line. We took care of some business, and now you folks have to do a little entertaining. And I know you won't let the audience down. And give my best to everybody at Woolly Bullies, too, okay?
Yeah, so just quickly, also, we're going to be at Inner Groove Record Store in the afternoon on Saturday just to help. They're going to be giving away some gift cards, and they have good deals and food for people. Get out there if anyone is in Monaca and go check out your local record shop.
Yeah.
They're good people.
Get into the Groove, some real vinyl. That's Pennsylvania Avenue, Inner Groove in Monaca, Pennsylvania. They'll be there Saturday afternoon. Hey, have a great night. Have a great show. Have a great weekend and enjoy your stay in your home, okay?
Thanks, Rob. God bless everybody.
There he goes, Nick Ziegler. Back to talk to you on the phone lines next. And then after the news at 9, we continue with this entertainment theme. It's Drew Monroe. Drew Reviews. A lot to get to with him tonight in the 9 o'clock hour. Stay with us, folks.